Hey guys, I'm here sitting with David, and we have this topic that comes up a lot, and there's no better way than to talk to you about it with this bonus, you know? How do you know if she's the one? I mean, you've dated a bunch of women, you know, you've gone out on a lot of dates, you've had a few relationships yourself, you know? There's a lot of women out there. Some are good, some are bad, some are hotter, some are not as hot. But in the end, we're all looking for the right one, for the one where we can be really happy with, for the one that, you know, you feel comfortable and happy to wake up with every morning, you know? And a lot of times, it's very common for the woman after maybe 6 months to a year, she wants to know the direction that you're going to have with her, whether is this going to be serious, is this not going to be serious, are we planning on marriage, are we planning on kids? And worse, you know, if she's in her late 20s, there's a whole biological clock kicking in, and she'll be like, well, I don't want to date you unless you know it's going to go somewhere. So here's a real question for you guys. How do you know if she's the one? And second, how do you know if you're ready to be with her one?
I think the most important thing is how do you know you're ready? Forget about her being the one for now. Think about ready and where you're at in your life because you know what? There's a chance you might meet the one several times. You know, going back, you know, in my life, I thought I met the one when I was 23, and I felt that way for 3 or 4 months with her, but I realized that I wasn't ready for the one. I still needed to go out and sow my wild oats, meet lots of women, have great sex, become a slut, whatever it was. And a lot of the times is that I think until you start doing the work on yourself, until you start doing work on who you are, figuring out what you want, what you've learned from relationships, you'll never know if the person you're with is the one. Because life is about attracting who you are. You attract exactly who you are in all your relationships. You may attract yourself the way you were 10 years ago. You may attract yourself the way you are in the present moment. You might attract yourself the way you know, were 20 years ago. It all depends. But people are attracted to certain people for a reason. And when you're dating somebody, you've got to figure out going into it, what do you want? What are you looking to get out of this? What are you looking during this time in your life, this dating time in your life? You know, so right now, think to yourself and write this down. Write this down on a big piece of paper. What do I want to get out of my life right now? Okay? What do I want to learn about myself? And what type of woman do I want to experience? Because if you write this stuff down, you'll start to realize that the type of women you want to experience, you may not be ready for the so-called one. For instance, I mean, think about where both Kim and I are in at our lives. I know that before I met my girlfriend, I did not want to live with another woman unless it was somebody I was going to spend a lots and lots of time with. You know, because I didn't want to just go and live with somebody because I've already lived with six women. I didn't need to play house anymore. I've already played house. But some of you have never lived with a woman before. You've never experienced what it's like to be reprimanded on a daily basis by somebody other than your mother. You know, you haven't, and that was a joke for all you guys, you haven't experienced any of this stuff. So for some of you, maybe at this time in your life, you might just want to live with somebody. I remember when I was 24 years old, I really wanted to live with a woman and see what it was like. So basically, this woman basically moved in with me after 2 weeks because she lost her lease on her apartment and just moved in. And we just stayed together for a year and a half, and I learned what it was like to live with somebody. I learned a lot through that experience. She was never the one. I knew she wasn't the one. I knew she was a growing experience. So you've got to really think about where you're at in your life, where you're at, what you want, and how you want to achieve these things. Because, I mean, women will do this on a regular basis. You know, Kim, you know that. You know, you're talking about a woman in her late 20s. I mean, you tend to have personal experience with this right now. And they're looking at, you know, they're looking at some guys they date as, you know, in 3 years, I really want to have kids. They're what I call timetable women. And maybe you, in your own mind, you're kind of being evaluated at this present moment thinking, maybe I don't want that in 3 years. Maybe I want it in 5 years. But I think this is something that I always think. If a woman looks at you and says, I really want to be, you know, I want to have kids in 3 years, and you're with her and you've been with her 8, 9, 10 months, and all of a sudden she says that to you and you feel to yourself, gee, I'm not quite sure I want that. You know, when really about a year ago you said, I really want to be a dad, you know, if you think about your goals, and this is why writing down these goals are so important. Writing down what you want is so important because you can go back into your notes and actually look at these notes and realize, wait a second, the woman I'm with, our goals are exactly the same. I'm just not feeling it with her. And that's something that a lot of people don't ever look at. And that's why I liked it for, you know, that's why I always stress for people to, you know, really keep journals. Journal your life, because you can look back. Of course, you're going to change your mind. Your opinions may change. Your feelings may change at certain times. But think about where you're at in your life and where the woman's at with you, and everything you think is so perfect on the surface. And then you kind of realize you guys both want the same things. You just don't want it with her.
I think what's really important to realize is that finding the one really takes time for you to learn about yourself so you really know what you want. But besides knowing what you want, it's really about aligning yourself with her and vice versa, and seeing if you are willing to work with her towards a common goal, common direction. I think it's very important, you know, to really ask yourself, you know, right now, if you are dating somebody that you like and you're wondering if she is the one, ask yourself, are you willing to fight for her? Are you willing to do a lot of things for her, you know, based on, you know, well, based on how much you like her? I mean, it's a very common question, but a lot of guys, if you ask that, they'd be like, well, I don't know if I'm willing to fight for her. And that's normal for you not to know, but you really have to ask yourself, how much am I willing to put in? And when you talk about this, I would say take the 1, 2, 3, 5 things that bugs you about her and amplify them 10 times. And think about whether you will be able to still like her based on the things that bugs you about her, amplify it 10 times. Because when you think about people that way, you'll realize whether they're really deal breakers for you or whether they're just little annoyances that you're willing to put up with, that you're willing to work with. Because in the end, even though it's little annoyances, these things may change. However, it's whatever, if whatever you think you don't like right now, you think you won't be able to deal with, if it's amplified 10 times, then that might be a clue right there to let you know that, you know what, you may like her as of right now, but in the long term, she might not be the one.
That amplification thing is really interesting, you know, and I never really thought it in that terminology. You have to think, you know, it's funny because if you think back in your life, and I think back in my relationships, the reason why, you know, and I've been married, you know, I married people that I thought was, I don't know, I think I got married twice for romantic fantasy reasons and not real reasons. But those are lessons that I needed to learn. But it's funny, like, if you look at your relationship and you look at all your relationships, no matter who you're with, friends, work, love, people are just going to irritate you. I mean, they really will. But you have to look at your life, what it would be like without that person, too. You know, what would it be like without that person, okay? You know, well, all of a sudden, okay, let's say you hate your boss, you know, or your best friend's driving you crazy, you know. What would your life be without that person? Because all of us are going to do things that will irritate each other. We always will. And we will always vent to our friends. How many times have you hung out with your friends and go, geez, I cannot believe what Mary did last night, right? And you talk and you complain. And, you know, she's doing the same thing behind your back too. But technically, what would it be like without her? How would you feel without her? What would your life be without her? Would it be better without her? Would it be worse? Because we all have to put up with things. We all have habits that might annoy. You know, we might have things that annoy, communication issues that might annoy that you need to work on, whatever it might be. Your wife, you wish, you know, your girlfriend that you were with, you wish she was more successful because you feel a financial pinch, you know, because, you know, your job may not be able to cover the two of you. I mean, there's a lot of list of things. But amplify that or magnify that 10 times and realize that there's no perfect person. But what you have to do is you have to look even deeper into it. I'm a firm believer that you have to, you know, for myself, I want to have my best friend. I want to have the best sexual chemistry. And I want to have somebody who I honor and respect in every which way and have an amazing time with. And a lot of the times I'd end up with a relationship with either someone that had great sex or someone that would be my great friend, but never a combination of the both. And a lot of people always used to tell me all the time, David, this is ridiculous. You know, you've got to settle. Everybody's got to give something up. And I said, this is the things that I'm willing to give up. I'm willing to give up where we're going to eat dinner. I'm willing to give up if I got to go to Vegas one weekend and I hate it and they like it. I'm willing to give up, You know, if they want to go skiing one time and I want to go to a beach, I'm willing to flip-flop vacations. But I'm not willing to spend my life with somebody who I am not burning for passionately and love as my best friend. And friends of mine would always say, you can't have a combination of the both because so many people have never had a combination of the both. It doesn't exist. Well, not only did I believe it existed, I fought for it for my entire life until I found it. So that was one of my things that I was not willing, one of my things that I was not willing to settle on. So for me, I knew I was with the one, with somebody that I can feel that and many more, because I really don't want to go through what my personal life is and my personal relationship is, because it's very sacred to me. But really start to think very, very deeply about what you are willing to put up with and what your life is all about. I know you have more to add on that.
Yeah, beside all of this, I think it's important for them to realize that, you know, when you meet the one and you're in that moment with that person, nothing else matters. It's very, very important to realize that, you know, like a lot of times doubts will come to you from your friends, your family, or your own fears. You're like, is she the one? And I've talked to a lot of my friends who actually have been married, you know, who actually consider having a successful marriage so far. And they always told me, you always know, you know, when you're with them, if they are the one. Do you find them enjoyable? Do you want to fight for them? Do you want to love them no matter what? And are you willing to be kind with each other? And this is what made me realize something else too. A lot of people experience coupledom in two ways. Either a functional coupleship, I don't know if that's a word, but...
It's a new word.
You know, a functional coupleship, meaning like they like each other because of the things they provide for each other. Or they provide, you know, money, or she provides food, or they provide care or affection, whichever way, right? They provide for each other in some form of fashions. Or the other way, which is a more romantic kind of coupleship, coupledom, whatever, that it would be like they love each other because of the person they are. Meaning we like them because the kind of energy they have, the kind of thing they stand for, the kind of habits or traits or virtues that they have. And what David talks about here, he wants both. He wants something that is, you know, functional, meaning like, you know, you can spend time with each other, you provide for each other, but at the same time, you want to fall in love with somebody that you really care for as a person. So when you look at that woman that you're dating, you know, and it comes down to asking yourself, is she the one? Well, ask yourself, do you like her because of the things she provides you, because she's always nice to you? Or do you like her because she's a great person and you can't think about having anybody else with you?
Well, here's a good exercise. It's a great exercise for that, you know, ending on that sentence is, picture your life without that person. Go away for a weekend, okay? Go somewhere that you go with that person. This is a great little exercise, right? Let's say the two of you have gone to New York City on a regular basis, right? Go to a weekend in New York City by yourself. Do you have as much fun as you do with them? Are you constantly thinking about them? Are you remembering things that you did? Are you wishing that they are there? How often do you text them? How often are you sharing things with them? How often are you feeling their presence? You know, how long do you feel connected with them? I mean, this is another thing that I know is that in my relationship, I'm constantly connected with my girlfriend. And when we disconnect, which we all do as couples, we disconnect due to fights or mishaps or whatever it might be, or I like to call them brawls, you know, how do you feel when you disconnect from them? How do you feel when you feel like that their love might be taken away? Even though you know it's not going to be taken away, even though you know it's just a fight and you're going to get past it, how do you feel when the love is being taken away? How do you feel when you're fighting with them or arguing with them about something that you really don't need to argue about, but it escalates into a, you know, an argument? How do you feel knowing that their love is being taken away? On a Sunday, you get into an argument. You wanted to have a romantic night, and all of a sudden, it doesn't go according to plan. How does it feel inside when that love is being taken away from you? Do you feel lost? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel upset? What are the feelings that you have? These are things that you need to ask yourself. Because for us to guide you through relationships. And for us to guide you and manage you in these relationships, you need to get really deep with yourself, and you need to really start to really think about your own feelings. Because that's what it's about. It's not about somebody lecturing you. We're giving you great tips here. We're giving you tips on how to meet people. You know, we've given you tips on how to go out on a date and how to create chemistry. And you know, but now let's say, for instance, you know, you've dated somebody 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. How does it feel not being around them after your first fight? How does it feel? Do you feel lost? Do you feel scared? Do you feel alone? And that's not being needy. It's about being honest with your feelings.
You know, David, the one thing I liked about what you just said is about how do you feel about when the love is taken away from you, from that person. And I would like to add on that, meaning, like, you know what? Right now you have a relationship with that person that you're dating, okay? But when I want to get more specific, you know, you talked about very broad terms, like when the love is taken away. I would say, like, you know what? Whatever you have good going on right now, think about if you lost everything. Whether it's your house, your job, your money, your car, and everything else, right? That you and her like it about each other, right? Maybe she likes you because you have a nice car. Maybe she likes you because you have a nice house. So it makes her feel a sense of security, right? But what if something happened where you couldn't provide the same kind of lifestyle? That you couldn't take her out on the same kind of date you've been able to take her out on? Would you still want to be with her? Would she still want to be with you and fight through the ups and downs? Because nothing is guaranteed in life. And this is why we talked throughout the podcast, if you haven't heard the podcast yet, on being grateful for the moments that you have with the woman that you have, for the companionship that she provides you, for the love that she gives you every single day. Because you never know what's going to happen. And the only way it's going to last, this, you know, live happily ever after, is really to celebrate and appreciate and be grateful for every single day. Because if you give yourself an expectation, it's going to always going to be like this, that's when you set yourself up for disappointment. That's when you stop really appreciating the love that you receive and the love that you give. And I think it's very important for people to know that when they are asking themselves, is she the one? Well, are you still grateful for her, no matter how she is as of today? Even though that she may grow in certain ways with you because you want her to grow with you in a certain direction. But as of today, based on who she is today, are you happy with who she is? Are you happy with the direction and the growth that she's having with herself right now? And are you happy with the growth that you are having yourself in relationship to her?
That's a great way to end it. I really think that they've got a lot of thinking to do. You know, I mean, this is about going deep inside yourself. I know I've got my own system, which I've shared. You know, and you got me thinking too, so man, I'm going to go make my list right now. I got some thinking to do myself.
Yeah. So guys, think about it and let us know, especially if you're going to propose anytime soon, send us an email. We'd love to, like, come to your wedding or you know what, just wish you the best of luck, because you know life is to be celebrated every day.
Yeah, and I celebrate my love every day, and when I don't, I'm an asshole. I really am. And I know it too.
All right, guys. See you next time.